I am recording this reflection at the St. John Paul II Shrine, where we are having a Archdiocesan Day of Reflection for the Pastoral Center staff. In anticipation of this reflection and in the Day of Reflection, I've been praying a lot to St. John Paul for the intentions of all of you who hear this, and for his intercession and for the intercession of all the men and women and children who died during World War II and before and after that horrible war. May they intercede for us and accompany our prayers to the Lord. Today, our reflection is on the first reading. The Book of Esther was written about 2,300 years ago, and our section that we have for our first reading was added about 200 years later, and only in Greek. It's supposed to take place about 2,500 years ago, though there is no historical reference to a Queen Esther, and the Persian king is actually a representation of another one. But the reality contained in this first reading reflects Esther's prayers for the people of Israel, who she fears will be destroyed by evil courtiers of the Persian king. She cries out for them in her sorrow, in her fear, in her anguish. The Lord hears her and responds to her call. This reflects the reality that the Lord always hears us. It is hard for us to imagine that, but if we think about it, we know in the person of Jesus Christ that God loves us. We hear that in sacred scripture. Our Jewish brothers and sisters have carried on that tradition for thousands of years, that reminder of how much God loves us and wants to be in relationship with us, and carried further by Jesus' ministry and the stories that we have heard told in the gospel and from those who knew Jesus, passed down to the apostolic tradition. God hears our prayers. The hard part for us is that when we don't feel that God hears us, or that when we pray for something and it is not immediately taken care of, it is not magic. A prayer doesn't suddenly change a situation. You can ask any sports fan or any student who hasn't studied for a test or anyone who hasn't done any preparation but prays for a miracle. Those aren't miracles. Even the most amazing football pass, baseball home run, or last minute jump shot in basketball is not a miracle. It's just physics, training, and skill of the players, and a lot of luck. But for us, where we struggle is where we don't hear recourse, where we don't feel that God has heard us. As I was walking around praying this morning, I came across a picture of Saint Maximilian Kolbe, and many of you are probably familiar with his story. He was imprisoned in a concentration camp, and in retaliation, 10 men were chosen to be executed slowly. And in fact, he was not one of those 10, but he volunteered to take the place of a man who was a father and who miraculously did survive. As Maximilian Kolbe took the man's place. He underwent the suffering of that man, that man would have had. And in suffering that the other men in the concentration camp underwent, and many others during the war. We don't need to look far around the world to find examples of suffering. Today in Ukraine, in South Sudan, many parts of the world where there is violence, even in our own city, we see suffering. And anywhere on this planet where there are humans, we are susceptible to infectious diseases, to cancers, and other situations. We also have spiritual anguish, psychological anxiety and anguish, addictions, and of course, violence of many means, whether in a train wreck, as sadly happened in Greece. The migrants whose boat broke up in the Mediterranean, and many others who risk their lives and end up losing them, trying to find a safe place to live or shelter. If we look around and just saw all those examples of suffering and death, we would despair. But St. Maximilian Kolbe and so many other men and women of faith who survived some trials but lost their lives either during the war or under the tyranny afterwards, their hopes were not realized on this earth and in their earthly lives. But we believe that God heard them and greeted them at their deaths. We have that faith because we are told by Jesus to have that faith. And that faith was laid down in the stories of the Jewish people who cried out against slavery, against destruction from enemies, against captivity. In some cases, their answers came during their lifetimes. Their prayers were heard in all cases, however. Always, we must realize that God is listening to us. The mystery is, why is the answer not coming in our lifetime? I can't explain that other than I believe that God hears us and loves us. I hope that you feel that way too. In some cases, answers to those prayers come from the actions of other people. Those who stand up against violence. Those who take care of those who are injured or sick or dying. It is the call of every Christian to care for those on the margins. We are all reminded of that. However, too often we forget that duty. This Lent, let us be reminded of Christ's suffering and great love for us is not just an example of what can happen, but a call to us to care for others, to prevent suffering, to respond to those who are suffering, and to give them comfort, to pray for those who have died. We should always reach out to those on the margins, in whatever circumstance. We are all going to be marginalized at some point in our lives. It may only happen at the hour of our death when we are facing that anxiety. But always we should be concerned with the care of other people. And to do that, we need to take care of our relationship with Christ. We are told we have to love God and love our neighbor. To do that, we need to have that interior relationship with God, and we need to have that communion with each other through the Eucharist. This Lent, let us listen to these readings and realize that God hears our prayers, and sometimes God acts through us to comfort others, to help those who are suffering, whether they have lost a loved one or whether they are dying themselves. to be kind to those, even who stress us out, or who may have even been the agent of destruction to others. Pope Francis points out God is a God of mercy. He's certainly not the first person to do so, because all of our Christian tradition says so. But his reminder is that if God is merciful, then so should we be. And therefore, we should ask for mercy for ourselves and for others. Queen Esther would have been fine, but she was anguished for the Jewish people, of which she was a part of but would not have suffered, except for the suffering that she saw was going to happen. She cried out for them. May we always be aware of the needs of others and of ourselves, and in both cases, cry out to God, and when we can, act to alleviate suffering. The people who suffered under World War II or under the communist imprisonment afterwards, some of them died without seeing freedom. Some of them did not survive the war. But their hopes were realized. And I believe that at the hour of their death, they were comforted by Christ in the beatific vision if they had faith. And I pray that they all had faith, whether they were Christian or not. As I return into the shrine and walk around the museum during our time of quiet reflection, I pray for all those around the world today who are in anxiety, who are dealing with addiction, who are fearing violence, who are in pain from illness or injury, and for those who have died. I know that the Lord hears our prayers, and I know that the Lord is watching over them.